Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. We are a live call-in talk radio program where you can pick up the phone and call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about stuff we're already talking about. You can change the subject, bring up your own topic. It's up to you. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's
Beakless Mountaineer.
And?
Well, he's not in the studio.
Remotely, it is Mark Edge.
Joining us from another studio somewhere, it's Mark Edge. And, of course, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking about these 15 conspiracy theories about COVID that turned out to be true.
What number are we on?
We're about to do number 7, but before we get there, we've got to go to the phones and take this call.
Yep, I feel bad for Peakless because he didn't get to respond to what I was talking about before we hit the break.
Would you like to give him an opportunity?
You know, I can hold on. I can hold on to that thought.
Great.
Because we have a returning guest.
All right. This is a long-time caller and long-time listener. Major Payne calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
We're good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Well, actually, I did the boldface lie. I've been in the hospital for 5 months now.
Oh,
so I've been infrequenting my calls.
I was wondering.
They got me. I got cancer, dude.
Balls.
Yeah, it's kicking my freaking my shiny hiney. But
we're thinking about you.
Anyway, I'm fixing to get busted out of here tomorrow.
Nice.
I get a week off, which is good. And let's see, where else we go.
They got a prognosis. I mean,
it's busted into my lymph nodes.
LRN.FM.
Hey,
I know.
Hang on, because the dump is still rolling. We gotta hold on. All right, Major, I'm gonna make an exception. I'm gonna keep you on, but keep the language. FCC appropriate, please.
I know, I try to do that. I do. But anyway, yeah, these guys drag your tails. And luckily I just got put on the fast track here about a month and a half ago.
All right.
Cause they like to go with like 3, 4, 5, 6. I've had 3 months between one doctor visit to another at one point. I'd be dead by the time they actually got to me if I waited on their damn time schedule. It's almost as bad as Canada.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update, and we wish you well, of course. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on what's going down in the world. Kind of interested in what you guys got to say about the COVID, because I know a good bit about that, too. But I know I can't double dip on the calls, either.
Well, I mean, you're live right now. If you got something to say, say it.
Well, just that, I've got a buddy of mine. And Dr. Richard Ory, you guys want to take a footnote on that. He's out of Hillman, Michigan, O-R-L-E-E. And he's got a magic mix of pills. One of them he came up on his own. The name of it is Grand Unified Mineral Complex. And you can probably find it at HillmanHealthFood.com.
Okay.
Let's see. The main two ingredients in this thing are two mineral complexes that basically are not found on this planet. Boron and selenium, they only come from like asteroids and whatnot.
Right, I've heard of this.
I guess all minerals come from asteroids.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the Earth is comprised of asteroids.
Okay. I get it.
And, you know, so that makes every drop of water that we are constructed of, you know, some comet someplace dropped it off here at some point.
Yeah, that is one of the strange things. Our star is too small to smash together all of the hydrogen atoms to make most of the elements that we're used to. So had to be much bigger stars that exploded a long time ago.
The one thing he's got going, he's got this guy that has his own chemical manufacturing plant, except all of this stuff is organic, genetic, and I can't remember this guy, is that Texas or Arizona, but there is one ingredient that is missing in this combination, this concoction here, and if he can come up with the right damn mineral, this should be able to kill COVID in everybody.
Really?
So if I get any further updates on that, I will be giving you guys a heads up post haste.
Yes, please do. And also take care of yourself. And, you know, I know you're in a situation. So, you know, as much as we love you calling in, make sure you're the priority. And,
right.
You know, all that kind of thing.
I'm just going to be glad to get out of here and finally have a puff. I cured my old. I kept my old man alive an extra 6 months with Reaper. I kept my ex-wife alive an extra 2 years with Reaper.
This is not medical advice.
I kind of still regret that one.
But, you know,
it's neither here nor there. You got to have mercy. The biggest thing to touch on here is if you really want to get a government grant to study something, you know, to come up with a new concoction or whatever,
it
has to be something that's not going to cure a damn thing. Because they don't want you cured. They want you on whatever pill they got going for the rest of your frickin' life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Major, thank you so much for the call. Take care of yourself and keep us updated, man. We appreciate you.
Well, and he brings up something that has everything to do with this whole thing, where, like, all of this pandemic stuff has everything to do with the fact that they do not want you to be healthy.
Yeah,
they want you sick and on their drugs. That's the aim.
The state-based medical care, people refer to this as healthcare system, right? In general, the healthcare system. I don't care what country you're in. It's not that. It is a disease management system.
Right.
Right. Symptom management, they want you as a subscriber. They don't want to heal you. They don't want to make you whole. They don't want to make it so that your life is free of taking injections and pills and all this kind of thing. No, they want you to be subscribing to their disease management system every month through your healthcare insurance provider. And if you can't do that, then through, you know, some sort of state based in the U.S., it's Obamacare, whatever that's called now. But it's that type of a thing. They want you as a monthly subscriber. They don't want to cure you.
Yeah.
Is the bottom line. I just want to mention,
when everyone was so scared that, well, not everyone, but half the country was so scared that Trump was going to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah.
And half the country was so excited that he was going to repeal Obamacare. And, no.
I just quickly looked up Dr. Richard Olrey, O-L-R-E-E. He has a book called Minerals and the Human Brain. It says here in the latest book, Minerals and Cerebral Spinal Fluids, Dr. Richard Olrey offers a new way to understand what the brain needs to function on a practical basis. Cerebral spinal fluid is the third most abundant fluid of the human body. It contains 452 different distinct entities. This lecture will be based around the minerals, vitamins, and amino acids found in the brain and the spinal cord, which control the body's immune system. With concerns about brain health widespread, this presentation is timely and essential. That's from 2017, apparently. So there you go. I also wanted to award Mark Edge the Word of the Day award.
What'd I get?
You said something about a cacophonous chorus
Oh, a cacophonous chorus.
Yeah, yes. I do like
and,
that one.
It's alliterative, too. I should get an alliteration award.
You do get the alliteration award.
You should,
award,
but I'm not...
Who even uses the word cacophonous?
I'm not authorized to give you the alliteration award, just the word of the day. And I recognize the word cacophony because there used to be
I happen to be alliteration authorized.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you can tell.
Are you...
It's in the title right there.
Are you American authorized alliterator?
No, that's too much.
Oh, okay, all right.
Got to call AAA for that.
I live for this AAA. Anyway, cacophony. There's a man. A long time ago, I walked into a music store and I bought this cassette tape. That's
ooh,
how long ago it was. Bought this cassette tape.
That's how long ago.
Yeah, by this metal band called Cacophony.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to it, and it was, I didn't like it, right? But there was one song that I, like, in the middle of all the, and, you know, they, like, just broke down into, like, this severe groove with slap and pop bass.
Huh.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing, like, right in the middle of the song. And I'm like, that's amazing. So I really dug that song. So I remember not only the word cacophony from that, but then, of course, I went to my, you know, library, looked up what does cacophony mean, and it means a harsh, discordant mixture of sounds, which is exactly what I heard from them. So, like, their name was accurate.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Mark, word of the day, cacophonous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, so, thank you. To get back to your argument, though, so your first problem is owning nature.
Well, you're going to have to restate the argument.
Yes, please.
Okay, right. So you were saying, you were talking about, well, what if a person is born on my land, and then and they stay there, and then when they're 16, I start charging them rent, basically. So our
something
first,
to that effect, yeah.
Yeah, our first problem here is, what do you mean your land? Because if you are claiming to own nature, we have a problem. Now, if you mean like, oh, well, I laid down some asphalt, and he keeps walking on my asphalt, and, you know, I set up some crops here, and he keeps walking over my crops, like, you know, things where you mixed your labor with nature, transforming it from something natural to something artificial, well, yeah, then, you know, get off my asphalt if I don't give you permission to be walking on my stuff.
And if you don't, it's your own asphalt.
Yeah, I see
so,
what you did there.
The you know, like somebody can claim the problem with property ownership is that people will work themselves around it in whatever way. I think that what is fair to say is the United States controls this polygon on the map,
whether they have a right to or not.
Well, right, it really is meaningless at this point. I have gold teeth in my mouth, right? Some of that gold was probably stolen at some point in the 8,000 years since gold was used in currency in ancient Sumeria, right? But I don't feel like somebody can come and take that gold out of my mouth just because there might be a claim to it. Even if they could, like, you know, show some document that says this molecule of gold is mine and I demand it. I mean, so what? This, I paid for it. I've had control of it for a period of time. At some point or another, you just have to give up on your claims.
But right there is the difference, Mark. Right there is the difference, right? So if you purchase a piece of property, a piece of land, an acre, whatever it is, right? We'll just call it an acre. If you purchase it, that's a voluntary exchange between you and the person that you're buying it from, whereas the United States or any government on planet Earth, whom did they buy their land from? No.
In many cases, they were property owners that came together to set up a government, and people...
Well, in the United States specifically... they conquered it.
Some land was bought and some land was conquered. And there are, you know, a series of treaties with Indians and France and, you know, Spain. And of course, there's wars that went on. You know, two organizations of violence meet up. And
this is where you're mistaken. So our legal system is quite clear in the United States that because this was conquered, they cannot recognize the ownership claims of those who were conquered. And that, like it's foundational for anyone who's learning property law, is that was one of the earliest cases that was judged on, and it was, since we have conquest and the basis of our ownership and our control and our legal system is conquest, we therefore cannot we can't give validity to those who were conquered as the owners.
For example, let's just say all of the participants in the guided tour of January 6th of they're in D.C. If they conquered the White House, do they now own it?
Well, they would likely have turned it over to Trump.
That's not the question.
Well, yeah, I guess they would, right? Had they conquered it and managed to hold it, because that's an important part of conquest.
Well, sure, it's the holding part.
And those are the two basic ways of looking at property. Either property is just a thing because I forced you and you couldn't force me back. Either that's what property is, or property is a way in which we avoid forcing each other.
Right. You can choose to do either of those, apparently. And, that's just kind of the way it is.
Now, if I come and say, well, that gold in your tooth, I didn't own it ever, but I can conquer you, and then I can take your tooth out. Does that give me, like, proper ownership of your gold?
This is why states are created, and this is why people willingly give their property to create states, is so because they know with enough power behind them, they can manage to hold the property that they have.
You can just say join gangs. That's fine.
That's fine, too. I don't mind that terminology. I think a state is functionally the most successful gang in a given area, and people accept it in that way, that the difference between an organized criminal organization and a state isn't functionally that much different. Like, that's just what it is.
No, the difference is the belief in legitimacy. People believe in their hearts that the United States federal government is legitimate and should not be resisted. And if any other organization in this geographical area acts in the exact same way, they should be resisted.
I think that's exactly what they think. But you know, as well as I do, that that isn't the case. But
do you?
I'd ask you this question. Can the mafia, and you pick the one, the Cosa Nostra, right, if you want a specific name, can the Cosa Nostra own property?
That's a good question. I would say no.
I'd say yes.
Well,
I mean, what difference does it make?
Well, given that the definition of the foundation of their organizational type is the use of coercion, I would say that they have no right to any form of ownership under any circumstance.
Okay, so let's accept the premise.
If you have the ability to steal, quote-unquote, any of their property at any time, you have, every right to do so, and, B, I have no right to stop you.
So let's accept your premise that governments and organized crime, but I repeat myself, cannot own property. Fine.
Okay.
Why would I, as a logical individual, why would I spend the rest of my life fighting the 99% of people that believe that they can? Why wouldn't I just say, okay, look, I'm going to, forget the fact that you guys own this particular piece of land. I'm going to go find some place where I can be freer. And I'm going to operate freely.
Well, freerly, right? Because we know that there are roughly 200 governments on planet Earth, and we know that there is roughly zero square footage that is not claimed by one of these 200 governments.
Sure, you could. I mean, right. Now we're talking about freer.
I'd like to hold on.
Let me respond to what he said.
Yeah, asked a question, man. Okay.
I know, but he said a thing. I'm just saying, boats, for instance, freer. When you go to, say, Latin America, I've spent a lot of time in Latin America recently. Operating as a tourist in Latin America, having your citizenship in one place, your residency in another place, your bank account in another place, your business in another place, like having these different jurisdictions protecting you in different ways provides a level of freedom above what you get, say, in the United States. Now, if you're a plumber and you have to work on a pipe in the United States to make your money, I understand.
Yeah.
Save as much money as you can, as quickly as you can. Go find someplace that's freer.
Sure. There are methods to game the, we'll call them governments, against each other, so that one set of rules applies over here and doesn't apply over here.
Freedom arbitrage is what I think of it as.
That is a good analogy.
Like, for example, I cannot legally purchase marijuana in the state of New Hampshire. However, there are people that will go in literally any direction, go buy some, and then illegally sell it to me. It's a bit of freedom arbitrage, because you can easily and cheaply get it elsewhere, whereas here there's a premium based on the risk involved in acquiring it.
Right, so go back to your previous statement.
Oh, yeah. So why should you... Now, when you say fight, let's be clear. Like, do you mean, like, all kinds of fighting, including, like, rhetorically? Like, should you defend the idea of legitimate property as compared to conquest property?
Right. Fight's just a single syllable to describe what I mean. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to check that.
Yeah.
What I mean is what I define as giving my life to my enemy. And this is what I mean when I say that, is that if you believe a thing and I believe a thing,
mm-hmm.
and I spend all my time trying to convince you of that thing that I believe, and you're just never going to change your mind, I'm giving you. At some point or another, I have to just figure out that it's never going to be successful. So everything I'm doing is just giving my life to you. And it's like the tar baby argument, you know, like you punch the tar baby into hurt it, but now your arm's stuck.
It's the sunk cost thing too, right? Well, you spend an amount of time doing a thing, you know, not necessarily reaping any results, but you do it because you think it's the right thing to do, but yet it doesn't actually make you any more free.
Well, and the advice not to wrestle pigs. Don't wrestle a pig, because at some point or another you'll find out the pig enjoys it.
So why should you bother to expound the idea of legitimate property as opposed to conquest property? And I'll tell you why. It's a good question. And definitely, you know, choose your own level of involvement.
Yeah.
You know, if you only want to spend 5 minutes in a year, you know, putting any effort into this, okay, that's what you want to put into it. If you want to devote every second of every day because it's that important, okay, good for you. But, okay, let me give you an example. Once upon a time, there was this thing that was absolutely universally believed in and accepted called collective punishment. So that if your cousin hurt my cousin, then I should hurt you because it's the same thing. And people kept over and over saying, no, you have to judge based on the individual. And they proposed this idea that even your afterlife would be determined not by your family, but by you as an individual. And sure, people didn't listen, and they kept not listening, but there was this little silent minority in the background that believed it, and they were encouraged. And then when their turn came, they spent some non-zero amount of effort saying this idea and propagating it, and now we believe in individual rights. Because
God bless
effort.
Those people. God bless them. God bless them.
603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join the conversation tonight. The final half hour of Free Talk Live is still to come.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News update. President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
That is Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon. Iowa, under a winter weather warning, freezing snowy Iowa, the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses on Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We've got a caller on hold right now. We'll get to them momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer. And joining us remotely,
Mark Edge.
Before we go on, though, I need to say thank you to Ammon Ford. Who is Ammon Ford, and why am I saying thank you? Well, Ammon Ford has taken it upon himself to visit amps.freetalklive.com, and he believes it's worth his time to contribute $5 a month to the advertising, marketing, promote, and support program that we have going over there. It's a Patreon type situation. If you want to sponsor the show and help us get on more radio stations, we're on something like 180. We could be on 200, 250, 300 radio stations. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. Visit amps.freetalklive.com. There are some perks that you get. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. If you like the show, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the perspective of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Ammon Ford. We appreciate you. All right. We've got some more of these COVID-19 former conspiracies turned out to be fact to get to. But first, let's go to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please? You're on the air.
It's Max Abramson calling you guys in again.
Hey, Max. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
So I'm not sure if I sent you guys a press release or not, but I've announced for Congress in CD 1, District 1, against Chris Pappas.
In New Hampshire.
That's right.
This is U.S. Congress, right?
Correct. So I've done three terms in the House already, and one of the issues that I was working on was term limits, but a couple of the other issues that I'd worked on as a state rep, like ending the drug war, we haven't been able to get much traction because almost every time someone brings in a bill or if I bring in a bill to committee, there's always someone there, usually the chair, who says, well, that there's some federal law, usually an unconstitutional federal law, that says that we can't change some alcohol law or grow hemp in your basement or you know, some health insurance issue, buying health insurance across state lines or some such thing. There's always something that gets in the way at the federal level. So I've worked and worked in the state house, and I think that we've made a lot of progress in the state legislature in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, of course, is probably the freest state in the nation, one of the lowest taxes, fewest laws, no helmet laws, no seatbelt laws.
Yeah, they consistently are number one or number two in a couple of different rankings year over year as far as personal freedoms and liberties and things of that nature.
We've lost out to Alaska and Texas once in a while.
Florida occasionally in one category or another will, you know, but consistently New Hampshire is there.
We kind of take home the gold medal most of the time. But we find that some of the worst restrictions and some of the worst invasions of your liberty come from the federal government. So when I was working on obviously bringing the troops home, that unfortunately is federal. When I was working on issues affecting the farmers and fishermen issues.
Yeah.
That was all federal, and folks in my district were being really harmed by federal rules on federal restrictions on fishing. Pretty much consistently. I worked for a lot of years and found that we were introducing a lot of House resolutions on federal issues. And even though they were issues that occurred entirely within our state, our congressional delegation, all four of them, they're all four Democrats, but sometimes we had Republicans who were, you know, doing no more for us. We couldn't get back state control. Obviously, Obamacare was originally Romneycare, but it's just forced on all 50 states.
Right.
Common Core actually came from the Bush administration. So some of it's come from, believe it or not, it's come from Republicans at the federal level. And we need to have a liberty candidate. Well, people tend to forget the Bush administration, how bad they were. Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. were...
Right, the authorization for the use of military force, the USA Patriot Act.
The largest growth of socialized medicine up to that point, before Obamacare.
That's true. And we, believe it or not, we even have a handful of Republicans in the state house who are just... as bad as the Democrats. Democrats are you know, clearly authoritarian anti-staters, but we have a couple of Republicans in the state house who are real winners. But I feel like we're going about as far as we possibly can in the legislature as far as reducing spending, reducing taxes. We're now kind of starting to hit a wall on some of these issues, and we are kind of running out of flexibility, and we're hitting up against a lot of different federal laws. Most of what we've accomplished, we've got Max, constitutional carry passed. That was great.
Max, I have voted for you in the past, in full disclosure. Happy to have done so. How are you running? Are you running as a Republican or are you running as a Libertarian? And tell me why.
I'm still with the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Okay.
Certainly have had a past with the LPNH, you know, working on ballot access. Actually winning major party status in my governor's race in 2016. That was the first time, unfortunately, it's been the only time in about the last 30 years that we've gotten ballot access.
Yeah.
I have worked on ballot access legislation, but I think that, right now the Republican Liberty Caucus is the way to go. That's where constitutional conservatives and libertarians run for office, usually for legislature, under the Republican ballot line, because most of the Republican voters generally tend to agree with us on less government, more freedom, even though you might be going up against an establishment Republican who's not for less government or more freedom, for his political donors.
Yeah, I will say the Republican Party in the state of New Hampshire is unlike the Republican Party elsewhere.
Yeah, there are a few other states, and when I got involved in state politics in my home state of Washington, we found quite a few individuals who were very libertarian-leaning Republicans, but in general, I found that the New Hampshire GOP is much, much better than, you know, the Democrats and Republicans in other states.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, at the federal level, we kind of have to have another Ron Paul. We have to have another voice for liberty.
I'll say, as somebody who no longer lives in New Hampshire, the Democratic Party in New Hampshire is better on liberty issues than the Democratic Party is elsewhere, too.
Really? They kind of have to be by default because, well, the Republican Party is so libertarian-leaning compared to other states as well that they're more liberty-leaning than the Republican Party in other states.
Well, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance actually looked at the scores, the actual voting records of legislators, just based on their floor votes, not so much committee work and whatnot. But
yeah,
the Democrats were between 13% and 33% scores, and the Republicans ranged anywhere from 41% to 100%. So we have quite a few A reps, you know, really solid, you know, pretty much anyone 80% or better, I'm pretty much fine with. But other than, what was it, Chuck Weed and Joel Winters, we really haven't had a lot of good, solid, pro-liberty Democrats.
I just have to laugh at, like, Weed running for anything. Vote for Weed. I know it's not even spelled that way, but, like, it's pronounced that way, and that makes it funny.
So is this your official announcement? Have you filed, Max? Are you going to, like, when's the election for you? I'm curious.
So we filed through the FEC's website. I did my official kickoff event at the end of December. Today was the first time that a lot of Republicans found that I was running because I haven't done a big press release yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to let the Free Talk Live listeners know that we now have the campaign up and running. I did do a speech at the Republican annual meeting breakfast this morning. Also had a table going and some campaign materials out, and got some private citizen endorsements and looking to pick up some legislative endorsements going forward.
Nice. Where can folks find out more about you and your campaign? Do you have a website rolling? Do you have a campaign site or anything like that?
Believe it or not, I'm using my old Facebook page because it's easiest to update, put photos up there. And that's just facebook.com/RepMaxAbramson. And we'll be putting up a website pretty soon when we've got something that looks, professional and good and has a donation link.
Excellent.
Before that, you can just use some URL you've got, Max for Congress or whatever you can manage to get, and you can point it at the Facebook page.
That's true.
Yeah, that's also a good opportunity. I think that the district is small enough, and I'm well known enough in CD1 to use kind of traditional.
Oh, I think you could make it. I'm going to send some money to your campaign, and I need a sort of a website to do so. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I've also got a Bitcoin link. I'll post that for those who want to donate using either Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Ethereum. I've got a couple of different accounts. And, of course, PayPal.
Awesome. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Max. Keep us updated. Let us know how it goes. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. I'd like to just, since we're towards the end of the show, we've got six more of these things. I'd like to just read through the six things, and then Mark and Peakless and myself will sort of pick whichever one piqued our interest the most. And
all right.
Let's get through it.
Them. Number six, nearly one in three COVID vaccine recipients suffered neurological side effects. That is now fact, previously conspiracy theory, according to mainstream media. Number five, research finds heart anomaly is within 48 hours after the COVID-19 shot. Number four, Pfizer hid nearly 80% of COVID-19 vaccine trial deaths from regulators in order to qualify for the emergency use authorization. Number three, perverse brainwashing techniques were thoroughly studied to get you jabbed. Number two, the Pfizer COVID-19, quote, vaccine, unquote, injected into billions of arms was not the same one used in Pfizer's clinical trials, meaning there was a bait and switch. And number one, Florida's Surgeon General has called for a halt to the use of all COVID-19 mRNA injections, citing safety concerns after the discovery of billions of DNA fragments per dose in both Pfizer and Moderna's mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines.
Wait, sorry, what? Who did?
Pfizer and Moderna had billions of DNA fragments per dose found in the shots.
And who called for an end of their use?
Florida's Surgeon General.
Ah.
So, there you go. It turns out the term conspiracy theory could easily be interchanged with spoiler alert here in this list of 15. Did any of those particularly you find you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just wondering where New Hampshire's Surgeon General falls in on this one.
That's a good question.
Somewhere depressing, I'm sure.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that this from December 12th, a New Hampshire bill would end state cooperation with CDC and WHO mandates. And I don't know if this was... No, it wasn't Santana Stutz. This was Representative Michael Granger, along with seven co-sponsors, filed a bill, HB 1156, that was supposed to be introduced January 3rd. Under the proposed law, the CDC and the WHO would have no jurisdiction in New Hampshire at all. So there are some...
To be honest, I've never heard of a New Hampshire Surgeon General, so...
Yeah, me neither. That. Yeah, I don't know. The one here that sticks out to me the most... Probably the perverse brainwashing techniques that were thoroughly studied to get you jabbed. I mean, and like, perverse isn't even, like, overtly stupid. It's what I would call these, right? Like, hey, come on down to Krispy Kreme Donuts and get your vaccination in the drive-thru and we'll give you a free donut.
Well, I suspect that's not the one they're referring to, but I could be wrong.
I mean, okay. But then there was like, hey, come to such and such pub or bar and grill, and you get a free beer with your shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, people. Like, this isn't rocket science, right? If you have to...
I'll give you beer. I'll give you pot. Just take the injection.
Yeah,
I was holding out for a car, and they never did give me one.
If you have to be bribed to get something that is supposed to be medicine, you should probably think twice.
Well, I think that if you can be bought for a donut, then you should probably sell.
Well, I'm just wondering if maybe that's how they got all the police to get the jabs.
You know, when I was on Saipan, I paid a close attention to their fire department there, and they fired firemen over the whole fact that they wouldn't take the shot.
Wait,
a lot of them.
If you fire a fireman, are they just men?
Yes. That's exactly what they are at that point. They're just fighters.
They're just fighters.
Yeah, I think they definitely followed the playbook of if you're going to lie, repeat the lie loudly over and over again.
And when people say you're wrong, you just repeat it again.
Yeah.
And what's really important, and I feel like Free Talk Live missed this one, is that the government didn't just do this on its own. It had the media.
Oh, yeah.
This chorus, cacophonous chorus of the media just repeating over and over again. Google says, well, sorry, you're going to get kicked off. Facebook says, you know, you're getting, you're getting zapped. The whole thing. And like the one guy that stands out, Elon Musk, is pointing out what happened on Twitter. but everybody else.
And at the time, Twitter was just lockstep with Facebook and YouTube and all of that.
Yeah, you couldn't post a thing. I don't even remember how many platforms we were either threatened to be banned from or actually were banned from for some period of time just for saying, like Mark said in a couple segments ago, just saying the words COVID, saying the words mRNA, right? They were like, oh, no, we can't have you saying these things.
Sons
these
of
words.
Voldemort, didn't you hear?
Right. And by the way, Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated radio program that's been on the air for 20 years. Why can Fox News say the words Free Talk Live can't?
Right.
Because they are in favor of the military-industrial complex and have always held them up.
That's
they
right.
They repeat what the government line is and you don't.
Whereas we are the ragtag fugitive fleet, the Rebel Alliance, the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
We are not the arm of the government is really what it comes down to is that we are not an arm of the government.
Right.
Whereas YouTube is. Sorry.
All I'm saying is that if there is qualification to be mainstream media, we fit it. You know, like, we've got 200 radio stations, we've paid our dues, we've been named the top 25 radio programs in America. I mean, you know, frankly, Ian just won the most prestigious award in radio given last year. So, you know.
The most prestigious Tucker award Carlson? In radio?
The most prestigious? Yeah, well, the most exclusive, I should say.
Yeah, the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers
Magazine.
Yeah,
that's not the most prestigious award in radio.
All right.
None of them are interested in earning that award ever under any circumstance. CNN does not want that award. Fox News does not want that award.
You bring up a good point.
Rush wanted it.
I would.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's... So Rush Limbaugh does basically the same thing as Americans for Prosperity, the same thing as Reason Magazine, where, like, when they want to get their message out to libertarians, that was his job. When they wanted their Republicans to feel that they were libertarian, then they could listen to Rush Limbaugh and feel as if they were actually fighting for liberty.
I would think that if anybody from like Fox or CNN, you know, radio, won the Talkers Freedom of Speech Award, it might get them fired.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Seriously?
I don't know this, but like... Now, I know there's a list of names. I know Rush is on there. I think, isn't Bill O'Reilly on there too? Who else is on there? There were some Howard Stern's on there.
Yeah. A good one. I'm sure O'Reilly won it. I would have to look it up, but
I remember recognizing
off the top of my head.
Yeah, I remember recognizing, you know, a half a dozen names on that list and thinking to myself, yeah, if anybody deserves it, it's certainly Ian Friedman.
Right.
Like, by way of comparison, like, you know, I've listened to Stern. I'm like, really? He won the Freedom of Speech Award? Why? Because he started cussing on his morning, you know?
He said, Pussy Willow and Cock-a-Doodle-Doo.
On the radio?
That's right.
Who would do such a thing?
That's why he won.
Wow. What a...
He pushed the limit.
What a mother FCC-er.
Right? Yeah, and I mean, I know that if you ended up winning that award on, you know, CNN or MSNBC, your job is going to be at risk. However, you might get away with it at Fox News because they're the underdog. I mean, remember, this is all wrestling. Folks, this is all professional wrestling. We are the heels if we're on Fox News, but we're the face if we're on CNN. So if the guy on Fox News gets one of those rebel awards, they might be able to get away with it. But if, you know, the New York Times wins it, then we've got a problem.
And just like wrestling, professional level wrestling, you occasionally see people jump from the bad guys to the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
The good guys to the bad guys.
Yeah, and I think that this is what's happening with Twitter. I think that it is currently being set up to be the Fox News of the next generation, where it's the plucky underdog that there's only one of in spite of all of these other sources.
Like, to some extent, and Mark, you're probably, I know you're about the same age as me, so you probably remember, there was a time before the Fox network. And that network made its way by airing controversial content. The Tracy Ullman Show, The Simpsons, Star Trek: The Next Generation.
This
that
was
is
just
all
Fox. That, right?
Right. That was Fox, the beginnings of its network. And what they did is they bought time from all of these independent television stations and would air their programming during, like, say, the primetime window, you know, on Wednesdays or Fridays, whatever. You know, it was only a couple of days a week at first. And then it was five nights a week during primetime only. So, like, it would be independent Channel 13 or whatever it was most of the day. But then as soon as, like, 7 o'clock hit, and tonight on Fox, it's going to be this, that, and the other thing, right? Mm. But they Married with Children was another one of these programs that, like, these were controversial programs when they were aired, and that's how Fox came up as a network, by bucking the trend, bucking the system. Mm-hmm. And so in that respect, it was interesting to witness. But now it's less interesting because, well, they've certainly gone well far away from the controversial content that they built themselves upon.
Ain't that the truth?
So at any rate, the two that stuck out here besides the one about the brainwashing was, of course, the research finds heart anomalies within 48 hours of the COVID-19 shot, and Pfizer hid nearly 80% of COVID-19 vaccine trial deaths from regulators.
Yeah, if you want to look into the things that this seems to be doing to people's circulatory systems, Died Suddenly is just a very eye-opening documentary on that one.
Yeah, and if you want to see a crowdsourced database, visit the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, website.
Right.
I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and these are not necessarily, you know, conspiracy guys or anything like that. What they've said is we're seeing a lot of anomalies. Things are just things that weren't happening prior to COVID and the vaccine. And I've heard some of them say, look, we don't know whether it's COVID, whether it's the vaccine, whether it's both. I've heard some of them blame it solely on the vaccine, and I've heard some of them blame it solely on COVID. Now, I tend not to blame it on, you know, being a long COVID survivor, as it were, I tend not to blame all of this on the vaccine, but I certainly blame some of it. Well, I mean, you can't just roll out a vaccine from zero to, full speed in, 16 months.
Actually.
Yeah, expect there to be not any problems.
And that was the thing that stuck out to me about this list, was that it was nerve damage on both.
Yeah.
So the vaccine causes nerve damage, and COVID, like, that's why you lose your sense of taste, is because it attacks the vagus nerve. So they're both causing nerve damage, which definitely seems to be in favor of the people who are benefiting from this.
We are out of time tonight. Thank you to Mark Edge for joining us. Thank you to Peakless Mountaineer. Thank you to all of our callers, and of course, every one of our listeners out there, we appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please visit our website, freetalklive.com, and find the archives. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.